Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we're watching episode 525 of Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 29, Isn't It Lovely?
It aired September 18th, 2004, written by Bruce Kalish and directed by Paul Grinder. It's a new name because I can click him.
Bruce?
Bruce Kalish. TV okay. Screenwriter and producer, years active, 1977 to present.
Still working. Let's Bruce Kalish. What's he up to nowadays?
Nowadays, let's scroll way down. He's written a lot of stuff, I guess. The last credit he has on here is Aaron Stone, 2009 or 2010. That is a show I'm not familiar with.
That's also not what I would call present. If I was in college when you were doing that, it's not present because I've been graduated for 10 Gregorian years now. So,
but I guess he's also written for... Real Monsters.
Okay.
Good Morning, Miss Bliss, which is like the prequel show to Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, that's the weird first season, sort
of. Yeah, where like sometimes they reference it, and other times it is not canon. It depends on what episode of Saved by the Bell you happen to be watching.
Wasn't it also like pretty bleak? Wasn't it like... A pretty kind of sad show, actually.
I don't remember. I know Miss Bliss. I didn't watch it. I have seen all of Saved by the Bell. I have not seen Good Morning, Miss Bliss, just because it was like a boring version of Saved by the Bell. It was like a boring Muppet Babies of Saved by the Bell, where they're just like all so little.
Saved by Babies. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back. We talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. Oh, sorry. Just kidding. I've been programmed over the past 7 years to say Netflix and DVDs, and you just can't do that anymore. If you have Netflix, you can clean off, I guess, because you can't watch Power Rangers on it. Soon you'll be able to do it on YouTube, allegedly.
Well, you can watch Power Rangers on it.
Yes, you can watch
exactly
a season.
Two... Possibly three. I don't know if Ninja Steel is still on there, but you can watch the first season and Beast Morphers.
Okay, so
at
if you
the
wanna,
very least,
if you want to get a really, if you want to get wild whiplash, just go right from one to the next.
At the very least, Morphers.
Oh boy, Josh. I was before we start. I was editing an episode of the Morphin Grid last night. Was it the episode I was supposed to be editing? No, it was the episode before the one I was supposed to be editing because I forgot to edit that one. I forgot to edit Friday's episode entirely.
Whoopsie
doodle. Sunday came around and I was like, oh, I should finish that. So I did yesterday, but at the very end of it, it was episode 25 or 24. The very, very end of it, you said, I bet that within 5 episodes, so by this episode, that Devin and Cassidy are going to learn the Power Rangers identities.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall saying this?
I do now that you have said that to me, yes.
Okay. So, over under on them learning the identities.
I feel like we've had a couple good setups for it in this last run of five.
There's been a couple moments where it could have gone. They could have done
didn't,
it.
They didn't do it. So I think, I don't know. I still don't know what over under means, but
me either.
I will say, I bet we're looking at a 25% chance at best.
Okay. But if you had your 25% chance and my 25% chance, we got a 66 2/3% chance.
No, that's
but
only
Samoa
a 50%
Joe, he's
chance.
Not even going to try to win, Josh.
So I think that doubles our chance.
That doubles our chances gives us a 133 1/3 chance to win at sacrifice, and the numbers don't lie.
Oh, Samoa Joe is not even going to try to win the match, and now I'm going to factor that into my math.
Everyone goes into the match. If you're a man in a wrestling match, you have a 50% chance, but I'm not a normal man. I'm a genetic freak. So I got a 75% chance. Anyway, Steiner Math is wild, y'all. We're going to go. Let's go watch Isn't It Lovely. What do you say?
All right.
Dino Thunder power up. Power Rangers, run.
And we're back. And we just watched Isn't It Lovely?
Isn't It Wonderful?
If you took that foolish bet, you're out the money or you're in the money. I don't know which bet you took. Did you take my 25% or did you take the 75%?
Or did you take my 133 1/3%?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think either of us were correct because Cassidy and Devin still don't know who the Power Rangers were and had a they went through it in this one. There was a lot to their side of the story.
For one of them was weirdly cagey for something that was pretty obvious, and then the other one's life fell apart. So
yeah. HeyJakeandJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there, listen to old episodes up through Time Force, including the bonus episodes. There's also an archive feed, which is our pinned post on Twitter. And if you don't know how to do this, go to whatever podcatcher you use. Pretty much every single one of them has it. There's an option to add an RSS feed. Copy the link, put it in that add RSS feed. If you're on mobile, you have to use the version that I typed out that says like dot dot instead of .com, because you can't copy hyperlinks and paste them into RSS feeds or else it like screws everything up, which is what, if you just copy the link that I posted, that's what will happen, is it will turn it into a weird hyperlink like a t.co or whatever, and you can't put it in there. So you just put it in there, hit gimme, and then they give them to you, and you get all the episodes. You have 458 episodes, a metric butt ton of episodes of the Morphin Grid. You can listen to us go from idiot babies to older idiot babies.
Idiot babies to idiot toddlers here.
Idiot toddlers who now live in different states. And that's pretty much the difference.
Yeah, we can stand up, but we still bonk our heads on the table. So.
We still need to be supervised when we're eating just in case.
You know? Don't leave us alone with the blocks.
Yeah. So you can listen to all those. There's also the classic feeds. You don't really need them anymore, though, because you got the archive feed. There's also... Is there anything else? No, that's pretty much it. For the feeds?
I think that's it.
You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We're on Appleseed Podcast and Google Play and Stitcher and Poddive and Podbay and Podbay B and Pod Detonation. It's gonna blow.
I am the detonation pod.
I love that t-shirt. That's a very much Dusty Rhodes t-shirt. Like, that's a George the Animal Steel wearing a shirt that says, "I broke Wahoo McDaniel's leg," you know, like...
In iron-ons.
Yeah, like the iron-on himself. I forget who it was. There was this other old, like, wicked old-school wrestler. His name was, like, Bull something, I think, or something, but I don't remember. But he just had a shirt that said, like, "I run Texas," or something like that. And I was like, yes, ACH should have that shirt, but say, "I am the king of Texas."
It's crazy how accurate to a real video game competition, even now, that this episode is.
Yeah, it's accurate to it, but it's also, I don't know how the competition works. We're going to talk about that when we get there.
The game and scoring is all Whose Lines Is Anyway. It's all made up.
Yeah, very much so. Anyway, you can leave us a rating or review in any of those places. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show, and it really helps. And by the time this airs, there should be a new Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episode where we just yell a lot during it. One of us is having a lot of fun. The other one had to be there contractually speaking, and it was a good time for everybody, I think.
Yeah, sure.
We didn't record last Wednesday. We should have just done the other two, but I didn't realize that until Thursday. So
yeah, and then I would have had to watch the other two.
Two more episodes of Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills.
Like, while Latasha was home, so that would have been embarrassing.
I don't know how it's embarrassing. You don't want her to see your friends, Drew and Lori and Smellington and Gordon?
And Rug.
Go, Rug. You want to see Rug?
Apollo.
And Ziggy, the bird?
And Pixel.
And Pixel, the crappy teen Navi prophet, I guess. Anyway, Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episode. You go listen to it. This is a Monday episode, Josh. You want to just jump in?
Yeah, sure.
You want to just get to the game? Get to gaming?
Dude, I'm pretty chill about gaming. We can...
All right.
That's what you want to do.
I love a good gaming. We start off nowhere near gaming, but at Mezogog's house. I don't know why I called it that. It is true, but it's not really kind of the accepted parlance around here. Anyway, we start there. He's yelling at Elsa for not bringing Zeltrax in. And he's like, let me get this straight. You not only did you let him drink the good tree juice that I wanted, but then you can't even capture him? And she's like, I got the White Ranger on it. Don't worry about it. And Mezogog's like, I don't know where his loyalties lie, so I want him destroyed.
I'm getting real sick of Mezogog. Just not doing anything and being mad at Elsa because, like, her plans are always the same and never work.
Are bad and useless, yeah.
But he just sits on his throne and is like, oh, I'm going to punish you later. Wink.
Yeah, I don't... It's not that, like, Mezogog is, like... He hasn't crossed the, like, the Lord Zed line or, like, the Lothar coefficient. No. But he's just not doing anything.
Yeah, he has stuck to the I don't have a sense of humor, I'm all business persona. And that's neat that a Power Ranger villain has managed to not be a goofy idiot over halfway through the season. I just want him to, like...
Do something.
Because he doesn't even make the monsters or anything anymore. What's he even doing here?
He's barely in this episode. Yeah. Like, he shows up at the start and the end. And what's weird is that, like, I feel like since Smitty died, it's literally just been, like, Elsa doing stuff. And then Mezogog will come in and be mad or say, hey, do a plan. And then, like, leave. And, like, that's been, like, five episodes of that. So, like, Mezogog, you're going to need to kind of pick up the pace, my man. You got to start participating in this Power Rangers TV show if you want to, you know, keep your spot, basically. So we cut from there to the White Ranger fighting Zeltrax, the evil White Ranger fighting Zeltrax. It's still weird that they are like, Trent, you're healed. You're the good White Ranger. You're not going to do anything because there's still an evil White Ranger in the footage, and we just didn't want to do that anymore, I guess. Is what.
Even though you're a completely original character that we're not paying any attention to now, we just didn't want you to be a bad guy anymore.
Now you're just like the guy at the bar, literally. He's just, he's like, most of his lines are, hey, I'm behind the bar. And like,
he MCs the video game finals, kind of.
He stands near the front. I don't know if I would say he MCs it necessarily, but...
I don't know actually what... That's just like an announcer, right?
Yeah. It's just, that's the main character. He main characters that he definitely doesn't do that.
No, not even close.
So, anyway, they're... Evil White Ranger Zeltrax fighting. Zeltrax wins and leaves, because that's what he does when he wins, is that he leaves. Because... Like, White Ranger's like, you gotta come back to Mezogog or else. And Zeltrax is like, I'd rather die. And then shoots him with lightning and then leaves. And yeah, that's basically it. We cut from there to Tommy's class. He's teaching them about volcanoes. He's like, sometimes a volcano, if it's big enough, can blow up and it will change the whole Earth's climate for like a little bit.
Which a I'm little like. Bit in like the astronomical sense, a long time.
If you're just,
a human perspective.
Yeah, if you're just hanging around, yeah, it's probably going to be a grip. But yeah, I guess on a cosmic scale, it'd be like, there, and it's gone. So I forget what else. He's like, at the end, he says, like, all right, I hope everybody got all that, to imply that class is almost over. And then I think the bell rings, and he's like, hey, just real quick, two announcements. Number one, Ethan's going to be playing Vigi games at cyberspace, and that's cool now.
why would you do this to poor Ethan in front of everybody?
Well, Ethan's proud of it, right? Ethan's like, yeah, I am Detonation Man. He's like, because there's a tournament, and Ethan's going to be fighting in it, but it's video game fighting. It's not real fighting. He would still probably do pretty well. He does have dinosaur powers.
Yeah.
I also just like, it's like, this is random, I guess. This is like kind of random. But I just want to point out, like, kind of randomly.
Welcome to the War Brigade. We are like so random.
Just super random that, like, when he says that Ethan's fighting in the video game tournament, Devin makes like a face. And like, I'm just pointing that out because, like, it's just probably for no reason.
It's like he gets sweaty and has to poop. He's like, oh, God.
He's like falling asleep during Tommy telling about volcanoes. And so, like, I think they're trying to play it like, oh, he's trying to wake up now that class is almost over, but it's definitely like a sweaty got a poop face.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to mention that for kind of no reason, pretty much at all, just kind of randomly. And so he says also number two, there's going to be a substitute tomorrow who's a volcanologist. He's a volcano doctor, and you're going to like him. You're going to like what he has to say about volcanoes.
Yeah, do you remember when your teachers would bring in, like, a guest speaker, and they would just hand the whole class over to them for a day? I don't think that's how this ever worked.
I mean, sometimes it was usually like I'm bringing in a guest teacher or like a guest lecturer or whatever, and I'm just going to sit at my desk, and they didn't have Twitter back then, so like, I don't know what they did. Yeah, like read or like play solitaire on your computer. I don't know what you did back in 2000.
I've got one of those handheld slot machine, like Tiger electronic toys, I guess, right. I'll play.
Oh, they're just playing Pokemon on Game Boy. Is what they're doing. Or like, you know, like they did this with like student teachers, but that was like, hey, you need to get used to being a teacher.
Yeah,
so you need to have
so many teacher hours before you could be a teacher by yourself.
Yeah, like you handle these rowdy children, someone who's barely older than them and still a child in their own right.
They are definitely going to respect you.
Yeah,
because you're
sure.
Just like them.
To be fair, there was a couple like student teachers I had that we were like, oh, thank God. Like when now we don't have to listen to
not
insert
student
teacher name who I've forgotten.
Not student teachers. We had some subs that were like younger. And we were always excited when the younger teachers came around.
We had one sub. I forget his name. I cannot remember. It was like, it wasn't Mr. Feeney, but it's the only name I can think of. But he was probably like 30 at the most when, you know, we were in high school. But like he was just a substitute teacher, and either he was always baked or just like did not care. Because he would just come in and be like, all right, everybody just do your homework or whatever. And we'd be like, yes, hell
free
yeah.
Period.
Maybe it was like,
and he just walks around high fives everybody.
Yeah, and we're
those
like, yeah, we
subs.
Love you. And then other times we'd be like, Mrs. Bowles here. And we're like, no!
No! Why do you hate us?
Anyone but her. Until my senior year when she was like weirdly chill, but she was very, very old at that point. So she's just like, whatever. I'm just happy to be out of the house, I guess. Anyway, this is all to say, respect your student teachers, kids, if there's any listening. And substitute teachers, too. But that's really your choice. I'm not your dad.
Respect,
I can't make you do that.
Respect your like regular teachers, too.
Yeah,
unless,
and your regular teachers.
Just like dickheads.
Yeah, unless you have Mrs. Walker. at my high school, because she sucked.
Some teachers are just like way up their own ass about being a teacher, and they maybe you can be kind of like shitty to them, but don't be like, don't be too bad.
But like on average, pick your own adventure on that one. Teachers don't get paid like anything, and like it's hard to do that to be a teacher. But if you do have Mrs. Walker, she can go pound snow. I don't even know if she's still teaching. She was just terrible. Anyway, so Tommy's like, you're going to love the volcano doctor, and he's going to be here tomorrow. Cut to them like leaving class, and Cassie's like, all right, Devin, we got a lot on the to-do list. And he's like, yeah, I know we got a big to-do list, but I cannot to-do the to-do list today. And she's like, what? He's like, I have a thing, and I can't. And she's like, we're Cassidy and Devin. What do you mean? He's like, I mean, you got it handled today, and I think the next 2 days it's a little unclear. By
it's
yourself,
it's at least today and tomorrow.
It's bare minimum 2 days, and I should have done. There was a point in where I was like, "Is that the same thing Connor wore in the first part of the episode? Maybe I should go back and check." And I never did.
No, I will never know
to see if they forgot the timeline of the episode, and it wasn't just me. Being like, hey, is that the same tank top that he wore yesterday? So she has like a little bit of a freak out, and he's like, you're just gonna have to handle it without me. And then he like leaves. She's like, I don't understand. And that's unhealthy behavior. This level of codependency is unhealthy.
Yeah. It's also like has not really been their dynamic.
No, and also like
they've been apart before.
Yeah, and also, like, it's not fair to Devin.
Devin has a job.
Like, he's got
Cassidy has a job.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Well, I guess once Cassidy got the job, they were reunited.
Yeah. And he got to stop just like looking at security footage at a place he hated.
Yeah. Or just being in a Power Ranger fight.
That internship better be paid at least. I'm confident highly it's doubt not. It. So Kira and Connor come up to Tommy and they're like, please tell me it's not Dr. Mercer. Please tell me he's not the substitute. And he's like, no, it's not Anton Mercer. It's somebody else. Don't worry. And I'm like, okay, good. Why do you have to take tomorrow off and you have a sub in instead? And he's like, because after Krista got attacked by Zeltrax, I just got to make sure he doesn't do that anymore. I got to go kill Smitty again. So
very impressed with the Krista name drop.
I know.
He could have easily just been like, well, now that Zeltrax is back, I have to like see if I can find him.
Yeah, for a second, I was like, who is Krista? Because I forgot last episode, because it's been 4 days since we watched it. But then I was like, oh, right, it was Krista from last episode. But yeah, it was just like, okay, look, nice. Dino Thunder's really good at, like, little continuity things. Like, just, like, dropping in, like, a little, like,
yeah,
hey, all the episodes take place in the same universe this time.
But for every one of those, there's just, like... Trent's good, but the White Ranger's still evil. I don't know.
Yeah, Papa Walt doesn't give him both hands. They're like, okay, cool. We'll be at cyberspace cheering Ethan on in case you need us. And he's like, all right, dope. So he drives away. We cut to cyberspace where Connor is playing a video game himself, how the tables have turned. And he got his high score of 10 million points. I guess he's playing Burger Time. What games do points anymore?
It looks like when we see the game later, it looks like they're playing like a super early beta build of like Turok 2.
I was going to say they're playing like, what if Turok 2 was in a back alley? Like what if Counter-Strike and Turok 2 were the same game? But so he's like, yeah, I got the high score. And he's like, oh, dope. Let's put that on the list. Oh, wait a minute. All the high scores are mine because I have the highest, all the high scores. And Connor's like, shut up, you jerk. Also, you better watch out because what was it?
Nati.
Yeah, he's like, Nati's coming up. He's got the number 10 spot. And he's like, that's Ethan backwards. I got sick of typing my name in.
Yeah, he's so like, I was bored from playing from speedrunning this video game for 12 hours a day.
It's not speedrunning. It's definitely points running, I think.
It's min-maxing your score.
Yeah, and I don't get it. I don't think it's I mean, the answer
this
is
written by people who don't understand how video games evolved past the 80s. So no, they just think like all you do is score points in video games. Every video game is the same goal. Just score high points.
Get points. Yeah. The last time Bruce Valanche or whoever wrote this episode.
Kalish. Bruce Kalish?
Bruce? Brian?
Brian?
Bruce-in?
Barry. Oh, I closed the whole. The whole thing.
We're never gonna know Bruce Bryan's name.
Hang on,
Bryson.
I can reopen it, Jake. I have the technology.
Oh,
I do have to scroll it manually with my thumb, though. I'm not that far advanced yet. It is Bruce Kalish.
Bruce, not Bruce Valanche.
Famous screenwriter for Mork and Mindy.
Hey, that's pretty. That's Mork and Mindy was pretty tight. That seems like a get. Or like Bruce is like, hey, I have some money that I need to have. Can I write a Power Ranger episode? And they were like,
he writes
sure thing,
a lot.
Bruce.
Because toward the end of this list, Aaron Stone was 2009 or 2010, but he writes in this season, obviously, and then the next four.
Oh, dang.
He's got credits in the next four, so.
Hot dog.
Get used to Bruce Kalish.
I guess a new name to the roster. So anyway, but I guess he hasn't played a video game since Donkey Kong. And they've come a long way since Pac-Man, Josh. Biff Pow Surprise.
It's Poof Pow Surprise, okay?
I think it's Biff Bam Surprise now.
I watched another Adam Devine movie this weekend.
Where'd it rank on
your
list?
I can't get away from this guy. Dead Center, I think.
Perfectly movie.
out of 30, it's like 14 or 15.
One metric cinema experience.
Yeah, it is number 14 out of 29.
What movie was it?
Magic Camp. It's a Disney movie.
Oh, I heard about that.
It was fine. it was a very middle of the list movie.
Wasn't top 15, wasn't bottom 14. So, you know. Anyway, so Nadi cracked the top 10 and his season spelled backwards. He's like, I don't need to practice. I'm so good. Practicing will just ruin me, or I don't know what he says.
He doesn't want to.
He just doesn't want to.
All he does is play video games, except for when he has a competition coming up.
I watch a lot of speedrunners, and I know this isn't speedrunning, but I watch a lot of speedrunners on Twitch. And do you know what they do before GDQ, the speedrunning competition? Like, not a competition, but like charity event. They practice a lot. Like a lot.
No, they don't just sit around and read a book.
Mitch Flower Power, who is a Mario 3 speedrunner, who is going to speedrun a ROM hack of Mario 3 that came out that's super hard. He practiced so much that he didn't even play the whole game. He only played in sections, so he never played the whole game up until he got he did the show. But he practiced every single one for like a month, like a solid month of every day playing a bunch of different parts of this ROM hack. And then he got a world record by like 20 minutes on it. So like, he's also the Super Mario Brothers 3 world record holder in, I think, most categories. He's bananas good at Mario 3. But he's never like, I don't need to practice. I'm just gonna chill, man.
Yeah, no one's gonna beat me at Mario 3. That's when someone's gonna beat you at Mario 3.
Yeah, so you better watch your butt, Ethan. Someone's gonna take your high score in Turok 2, the streets.
To Turok.
So we cut to Tommy looking for Zeltrax in the woods. That's all he does. He comes out of his Jeep and he's like, where are you, Zeltrax? He's got his little, it's like a cordless drill, but there's like a big scoop on the front. He's just looking around. Cut back to the next day. Allegedly, it's a new class. A substitute teacher man is here.
Well, Tommy did say tomorrow you'll have a substitute, and Tommy now here we are with the substitute.
Tommy said tomorrow, here's a substitute. But Tommy also said, now I'm going to look for Zeltrax, and then is in the woods and looking for Zeltrax. And then we cut to the next day, and the next time we see Tommy, he's wearing the same thing. And so I think also Connor was wearing the same tank top both days, which is fair, but I just want to know if it's a decision he made or if it's a goof.
Do they have geology twice a day?
I hope not. That sounds awful. He's saying something about a volcano. Like, there was something here a million years ago. And then Cassidy comes in and she's all ruffled. And he's like kind of a dick to her. Like, he doesn't need to be, because she's like, I'm in this class. And he's like, that's impossible. The class started 20 minutes ago. And I'm like, you're right. It's physically impossible to be late for a thing.
Didn't you take attendance and realize one person was missing? It seems very possible.
Yeah. And her hair's all frizzy because normally she has product, but Devin didn't get it to her. Did you run out? Like,
she made it sound like Devin puts the product in her hair. This is very Cassidy, I'm worried for you.
Yeah. You need to talk to somebody about this. And not Devin. Clearly. Yeah.
Yikes.
Y'all need some alone time, y'all. So then, anyway, he subs like, okay, take your seat. And she's like, okay. And she goes and sits down. And also her clothes are like totally last year, because her good clothes are from the dry cleaning. And I was wondering if, like, is this something that she wore in the last season and that's the joke? Or if it's just like they look like they're 2003 clothes. And the difference between 2003 clothes and 2004 clothes is a million years. It might as well be. But so she sits down and he's like, so does anyone have any guesses about what was here a million years ago? And he's like, a volcano? And he's like, yes, how'd you know? And he's like, you're a volcano doctor? And Tommy told us there'd be a guy coming in to talk about volcanoes.
Also, Principal Randall is walking by in the hallway and just stops and like stares into the room and listens. I don't know what happens here. Like, what does she hear that she's like, yes, I will kidnap this man?
She hears that there was a volcano here a million years ago.
Yeah, what's he going to do about it?
Josh, I don't think you understand. He has volcano DNA.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, no, actually, as we'll see the monster later, there is no volcano on it.
I think he's zero parts volcano.
So he's like, great deductive skills, blah, blah, blah. He goes back to talking. Elsa She watches this happen and walks away and then just teleports in the hallway. So I hope no kid had to pee and saw his principal teleport through a green portal. When she lands, she is Elsa'd up. Like, she's no longer Principal Ren. She is Elsa. And I thought that was, like, neat. It doesn't make sense, but I think it's neat, at least. The evil White Ranger stumbles in from just being beaten by Zeltrax the day before.
Yeah, he's really sore. Have you ever been beat up and then the next day tried to walk?
I'm trying. Yeah, you know. But, like.
Look, I know what you're saying. And you're right.
I'm gonna try to fix this. The episode is doesn't care. I'm gonna try to fix this. Do you remember in high school, how did you have, like, periods or blocks?
We had, in high school, I think we had blocks.
We had periods for...
I had periods in middle school.
We had it in middle school. For the first 3 years of high school, I had periods, and then... We had blocks for my senior year, which we only had 4 classes a day. They were like hour and a half.
Yeah.
Like ish, you know, when we had 4 of those. Third period is when lunch was, and you could have either first, second, or third lunch. And if you had first or third lunch, you either did your third period class and went to lunch. If you had first lunch, you went to lunch, then you came and you did the rest of the class. If you had second lunch, you would stop in the middle of class, go eat, come back.
Yeah.
That's what I think this is. This is third period. This is third block. They had second lunch, and now he's like, for the second half of this class, there will be a guy who looks like if Flubber was a human.
Flubber was a human, played by Robin Williams.
No, that was Dr. Flubber. That was his dad. Right, that was Flubber's dad.
It's not Flubber, it's Flubber's monster.
Well, no, see, I think the Flubber is the monster, but who, you know, maybe the real monster was the doctor who made it without thinking ethically about the ramifications of Bouncy Goop.
The real monster was the friends we made along the way.
We never get this doctor's name, so I'm just going to call him Flubber, if that's cool with everybody.
Yeah, no, that's fine. He's like Dr. Volcano.
Yeah, so Dr. Volcano Flubber. Oh, imagine a volcano full of Flubber. That'd be kind of fun, I think.
What would happen when that erupted? The Flubber would just be bouncing everywhere.
If the Flubber hits you.
Flubber's sentient, so it would just, like, it'd be up and running after it hits the ground.
Was Flubber a Disney movie?
I feel like it was a Disney movie. It feels like one, but a lot of movies feel like Disney movies that aren't.
You know what? I'm not going to be able to sleep until I find this out. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Disney's Flubber.
Oh, snap. Is this our hiatus movie to link back to this stupid doctor?
Maybe. Actually, Emma Lahana's a real actress. I'm sure she's been in things since. So I just... The trick with finding a movie to watch in the hiatus is it has to be dumb and fun. Like, it can't be like a serious, like... drama, because that's boring to talk about, right? Like, nobody wants to talk about, like, a court drama just because a Power Ranger was in it, you know?
No.
But like, if it's dumb and fun, the best possible option is, like, an extreme heist / Wicked Games.
Just a really bad movie that nobody knew existed until we found it and then did an episode about it.
A Devin the Bloody Boy... The worst part about Wicked Games is that you have the only DVD copy left on Earth.
Yeah, it's somewhere.
I should see if I can track down a copy of it. Maybe $150
minimum now, probably.
Maybe an old Blockbuster had one that they're trying to get rid
of. Where did I get that from?
I feel like you got it from Amazon, but it was like a guy selling through Amazon.
Did I just...
Like, did you buy it from Johnny Young Bosch? Did you buy that right from Jason Narvi, do you think? Or Koichi Sakamoto, who directed it, I believe.
I think you're right. And yeah, I think I just Googled where do I get this, and Johnny Young Bosch...
like, I got you, bro.
Was like, here you go.
And he threw it from where he was, and it flew all the way to Texas. Anyway, so Dr. Flubber goes back to talking. She leaves. She turns into Elsa, and she and White Ranger comes in, and he's like, "Oh, I'm beat up." And she's like, "Doesn't matter. We're gonna turn a man into a volcano."
Jake, I've got your buying options for Extreme.
All right, hit me. What's the price range that I'm looking to spend
on Amazon? There's two options. There's the DVD.
Okay.
And I hope you're sitting. You are. You're sitting down.
I am.
$49.95. Or you can spend $15.69.
Nice.
For the VHS.
Oh, the VHS?
I don't know how you'd play it, because I don't think you can plug a VCR into a modern TV in any way.
No, I don't think I have RCA ports on my TV at all, even. Maybe I could get some sort of converter.
I think they do have like RGA to
HDMI
converters.
I know there's a lot of adapters you can get for like old video game consoles, because I kind of want to get one for my Wii, like get like an HD adapted Wii so I can play some GameCube games on it. But yeah, $15.69 for a VHS copy of Wicked Games / Extreme Heist, depending on you know who you know.
We've watched this movie. We did a whole episode about this movie.
Yeah, it's in the archive. It's in the bonus archive. You can listen to it now.
I could not tell you a single thing about it.
Paul Schreier played a guy named, I believe, Mom, who was a bartender in like one scene. Okay. And Jason Narvi did some cusses.
Did we like it?
I enjoyed it, I feel like we liked it. We liked it nice.
The reviews for it on Amazon are all pretty good.
Oh, yeah, because just a bunch of Power Rangers fans be like, I'm just happy to see Jason Narvi. You know, like,
this is my favorite, is when they rate something, right? Yeah. And they rate it poorly, and then the title of it is like, I rated it for this, but this is what I actually think. So this is a one star, and the one star is for one the DVD star. Quality. The movie gets 3 stars.
Then give it 3 stars and say the quality is
they're
bad.
They rated 3 stars!
There is I think it's like the first, it's not one of our reviews on iTunes, it's for Ranger Danger, but it's a 1-star review that says, I love it, I wish there was more. They are still ongoing. I don't know.
1 star because it's not done yet.
1 star, there's only, it was in their early days, so there's like 15, I don't know. I think about that a lot. I also think about a review we got on one of ours.
Me too.
That I think is a little too mean to talk about. But
you
want anyway. To
talk about lives rent-free.
Yeah. Anyway, so she's like, we're going to go get Professor Flubber. And so then we cut to later. I guess it's after school. He's just doing calculations on the board with chalk.
What do these people think teachers are? They go home.
No, they live there, John. They live at the school. Why do you tell someone they have a desk?
That's why you can't go in the teacher's lounge. It's their house.
It's just beds. It's just for them to sleep in.
And the vending machine.
Oh, the dream. We had a vending machine in our cafeteria that worked most of the time, and it had ice cream in it, and then they took that one away.
And put it in the teacher's lounge.
Yeah, they put it in the teacher's. No, am I thinking of the wrong thing? That might have been in college. There was one that had, I know we had like a Yahoo machine or a Yoohoo machine. It didn't give you internet search results.
No, yeah. Yahoo is the Angry Beavers version of Yoohoo.
Oh, I hate Yoohoo, so I wish I would have some Angry Beavers Yahoo instead. How long did we stay awake? I think about, you want to talk rent free? I think about that every single day of my life. He's graphing a volcano. I don't know.
He's just doing math.
And a bunch of Krusty's teleport in, and they're
in
the seats.
He's doing a bunch of Steiner math on the blackboard. He's like, okay, the volcano is 1 million years old. Usually a volcano has 50% chance of erupting, but because this one's so old, it's got 75%
chance. This is a genetic
chance.
Freak. This volcano's not even going to try to erupt like a volcano. So
this volcano only cares about two things. It's freaks and it's geeks. And it meant peaks when I said geeks. I don't know if the volcano has ever seen Freaks and Geeks.
Oh, I hope so. It's a good show.
You should check it out.
Oh, Busy Phillips is in it. I love her. Oh, gosh. Anyway, so the Krusty's teleported in. They're in seats. And he turns around, he's like, are you here for detention? And then it cuts to them kind of like coming to menace him. And then like the camera cuts back around and Elsa's just behind him and she grabs him and the portal appears above his head. And he's like, oh, what is that? And goes to touch it because he's a scientist. And you know they can't leave well enough alone, Josh. So Flubber touches the portal and they get swooped away. They get swamped by the man away. And then...
I don't know what happened in this episode.
I'm drinking Ogen's juice. Orange juice, not Ogen's juice. I was like, same time, say OJ. And I was like, I'm a, no, I got this actually.
Nice tall glass of Ogen's juice.
I feel like if you're drinking Ogen's juice, like the Halo soundtrack should be playing. It should be monks chanting while you drink Ogen's juice. Jesus Christ. Oh, God. What happened?
This one got away from us.
I guess. Oh, damn it, Flubber. Anyway, we got to Detonation Man. And there's a lot of people playing video games. There's like two girls playing against each other. And one of them's apparently doing like great. She's got like a kick-ass high score already. And they're like, oh, she's doing really good. Maybe she'll play Ethan. And then Devin walks by. It's Connor and Kira. Ethan's not there yet. And Devin walks by and they're like, oh, Devin, you're covering the thing. And he's like, yeah, covering it. They're like, well, where's Cassidy? And he's like, not here. I gotta go.
Why is he hiding this like a drug habit?
Like
you're at the thing.
You're here. You like, you're participating.
Who goes to like a Smash Brothers tournament to compete and is like, I don't play this game.
You go there and like if what they should have done is they should have had him in a trench coat and a hat and glasses, yeah, and like, you know, like disguised.
Like a Ninja Turtle.
Like a Ninja Turtle. And you never know.
Like a big fake beard on. And yeah. It's like, oh, who's this bearded man who's kicking ass at this video
who's
game?
Who's this old video game wizard? And he's like, I took the beard off. He's like, I am Turok. So I didn't want to be seen. Because I thought it would be cheating.
Well, the Rangers need to watch out because Turok's a dinosaur hunter.
He hunts dinosaurs with guns. So, yeah. You know.
And a lot of blood.
Lots of blood. It's not rated E for everybody.
I think Turok is the opposite of Power Rangers.
If you think about it, yeah. Huh? So there's a girl kicking butt. Ethan comes in. Or no, Ethan doesn't come in yet. They're like, hey, why isn't Ethan here? And Trent, who's just like at the bar, is like, oh, the winner from last year doesn't have to come until the final round. And then he fades back into just cleaning a glass or whatever he's doing. And they're like, oh, that's weird. He should practice, though, right? Or like scope his competition or something. And then in walks Ethan in a shirt that says, I am Detonation Man, and I love it. I would wear this shirt.
This is such a, like... 2021 ironic fashion shirt.
Yeah.
Where it's a pretty ugly shirt, but like it's ironic.
Yeah. And like I would wear it. So like I see the appeal. So they're like, oh God. Kira sees this and is like, I can't watch this. I gotta leave. A bunch of people like swarm him. And they're like, Ethan! And
Kira's like, I just realized we're in a video game tournament. I gotta get out of here.
I'd rather do anything else with my time. Because Connor's like, I guess here he is the king of geeks or whatever. And so they leave because they're like, I'm not going to. She's like, I'm not going to be here for this. And Connor's like, me either. So they leave. We cut to them turning the teacher into like a moth, I think.
See, I thought he was like a mouse, kind of.
I definitely think he's like a moth with like the eyeball thing.
Do you want to know what his name is? Because I saw it in the end credits.
Oh, I would love to, because I never say it out loud.
Yeah, he's the horn-rimmed monster. Like the glasses?
Right.
Even though his glasses are not horn-rimmed
glasses? No, they are definitely circular, like turtle turtle glasses? Is that
I don't know. Yeah, like what Dana Carvey wears in The Master of Disguise.
Exactly. We both have perfect vision, you see, and we don't need to.
I don't think I do. I just like to pretend that I do.
You just don't wear glasses.
Yeah, I should probably get my vision checked, but I just don't. I just don't do that.
I do have perfect vision. It's actually better than perfect, but if you say that, people think you're bragging. So, especially all of our friends who wear glasses, the dorks. And so anyway, he comes out. He's like a big moth or maybe a mouse with big glasses on, and he can control the weather like like you expect.
I don't know. He makes like a big volcano in the sky. I don't know what's going on here.
I don't know. Cut back to Tommy coming into his lab as Haley's leaving. Tommy's wearing the same thing, so I think it might be the same day. Haley's like, yeah, I got to go to the cyberspace, you know, because I own there and I should be there when a tournament is being run at my establishment. So I got to go. And he's like, all right, cool. I'll keep you updated. Cut to Kira and Connor just like walking because they had to get out of there. And they're like, hey, do you wonder if Dr. O found Zeltrax yet? And I'm like, oh, we should probably call him about that. But then the White Ranger shows up. And we are 10 minutes into we are almost halfway through the episode, and the Power Rangers morph for the first time. And that's pretty nice. It would have been better if the episode overall was better.
Yeah, I also feel like they're going to morph a second time in about 2 minutes.
They will do that. They absolutely will. And it's not even sped up. I thought maybe they'll speed it up, but nope. Nah. It's just a morph sequence again. So they start fighting. Before they can like get into the fight though, like to like fight the White Ranger proper, Zeltrax just like shoots down in a lightning bolt and then is between them and then starts fighting everybody, and he's just blasting them back and forth, and nothing really works on him because he's got all that tree juice. He's all chock full of maple syrup and like, you know, that's the, you know, makes your body strong. People don't know that about maple syrup, but if you drink enough of it, you get stronger.
Yeah, you can drink it instead of milk.
Right? Yeah,
harden up your bones.
Yeah,
it's like putting like a resin cast over your bones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It keeps them strong inside and outside. And then something stupid happens where the White Ranger's like, Mezogog gave you your life, you owe him, and he's like, no, I hate that guy. And then he like catches on lightning and starts to lose his life energy just because.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
It's so, I thought for a second it was like, is the White Ranger doing this to Zeltrax somehow by mentioning his life? But no, it just seems like, hey, what a coinkydink. I done run out of tree juice. Like, so they like leave. Everybody leaves because Zeltrax is like, I'm dying. I'm going to go away. The White Ranger's like, I got to go tell my boss. And they're like, we got to go tell Dr. O. So they go there. Ethan's there now when they tell him. When they tell, you know, Tommy. I forget what he says. He's like, okay, we got to keep an eye out for him. And then they see the Professor Flubber attacking. And they're like, all right, well, we'll go deal with him. And Tommy's like, yeah, you do that. I'm going to keep an eye on things here for a minute so I can ride in like the cavalry in like a couple minutes, if that's cool.
Because I'm not going to show up with you guys because then I don't get all the spotlight.
Yeah. So they morph again and they go to fight him. And this is when he summons up a volcano and like, it's weird. And we cut to cyberspace and Haley and Trent are like, I can't believe that's who won the tournament and is going to fight Ethan. And we don't hear who it is, but I think if you followed the clues.
Yeah. There's like, wow, I can't wait to see his face. Do you think he'll make it on time? And then Haley's like, unless there's a natural disaster, he's going to have to forfeit. And it's like, what conversation did you start if this is where you were going to finish?
I don't know. And then, but anyway, as luck would have it, Death Mountain blows up. So the volcano erupts and they're like, whoa, it's a natural disaster. Look at that.
We have to postpone the finals.
And then Trent pulls out, everyone's still here. Mm-hmm. He just turns to the side a little and is like on his communicator, like, Dr. O, what's going on? And he's like, I don't know. There's a monster, and my system's saying there's volcanic activity. And Trent's like, do you want me to go be a Power Ranger to help? And he's like, no, Trent, don't go be a Power Ranger to help. Number one, we don't want that. And number two, there's innocent people there. You need to stay there and protect him. They're in earshot. I don't know how nobody heard this.
Because there's a volcano earthquake.
They're all panicking, I guess, maybe. And we don't see Haley.
In a crowd of panicking people, the one guy standing in an action pose talking to his wristwatch is probably going to draw a little bit of attention.
Right. Somebody be like, hey, are you a Power Ranger? You seem like it.
Great deductive skills.
Haley just steps in front of him and is like, don't look, don't worry about it. Everybody calm down.
Nothing to see here.
So that we cut back to the Power Rangers, they're running up Death Mountain. It's, you know, when you have to run up Death Mountain and all the boulders come down and they hit you, because Death Mountain's going off, you know, from Zelda.
Yeah.
This is that. They're doing that, but like on a street. And then we cut to Cassidy, who just has like a straight up breakdown about how she doesn't have Devin and she doesn't know what to do with her life or like which activity she has next. She does have a like a calendar and like a day planner, it seems like, but sure.
And then she just sits down and a volcano erupts on her, I think.
Yeah, she's covered in ash like from a volcano and she's like, ugh. Like, yeah, you should go.
It's like, this isn't even the worst thing that's happened to me today.
Now no one will be able to see my terrible hair at least. So that's funny, I guess. So we cut back to the Power Rangers, and they cannot beat this bug man. They cannot beat Flubber, the moth, until Tommy comes in on a triceratops. Not a triceratops. What animal am I trying to think of, Josh?
The raptor. He's on a raptor.
It's a raptor.
This is a crazy turn that this season has taken, where they're like, now we're turning human people into the monsters. This is not how it started.
This is the second time they've done it, and it seems like maybe in the Sentai, it's that thing where like we have a new big bad, actually, and their monsters are like a different kind of monster.
Different ingredients.
Yeah, so maybe that. So Tommy comes in on his raptor, not triceratops. I don't know why I couldn't figure out raptor in the moment. And then the Flubber Moth summons up a bunch of Triptoids, who I thought were Zeltraxes, but I guess they're just like, whatever. They're like, just happy to be here, I guess.
These are in the footage, so you're fighting them today.
Yeah.
But they did send Tyrannodrones when they kidnapped Flubber.
Yeah.
So
I guess it's just like, if we're using Sentai footage, it'll be Triptoids. If we're not, it will be Krusties.
The Krusties suck, so send them to get like normal people.
Yeah,
but if we have to fight the Power Rangers, I guess we'll use the video game bad guys.
We'll use the weird eyeballs that come from a video game about wizard. So Tommy, everyone's like fighting off the Triptoids, and Tommy Terminator walks through them. It's pretty cool, actually. He goes into Super Dino mode, and then Flubber says, "Spikes, what's the point?" And I know that's a pun, right? Because of spikes.
But it also is a good question.
It also seems like they are like, we don't even like this. And as someone who likes Super Dino mode, hey. I understand Super Dino mode is kind of stupid sometimes. And maybe not terribly necessary. But I do enjoy the like a power-up that makes their suit like three-dimensional in a way. Anyways, Tommy just beats his ass, I guess, and then he does it. It's Connor's turn. He does a Triassic power, and then he says, "And for good measure, I'll also do my muscle butt suit." So he wasn't even just going to use Triassic power. He's like, "I'm gonna go whole hog," and then he go gadget yo-yos him, and he does a go gadget hydro pump, and kills him. And Connor didn't move during his part of the fight. When he didn't even move from where he was. He just stayed right where he was and killed him, and that sucks.
This is a dumb big yo-yo. I'm not into this.
I don't like it either. They rehydrate him. Well, like Elsa rehydrates him, because again, Mezogog doesn't do anything anymore.
Yeah, he at least used to flip the switch, and he would be like dramatic about it. Elsa just like backhands it.
Oh. So he gets rehydrated. They call the Zords. They get in the Megazord. They tussle for a second. Tommy calls a Stegazord. They hop on it. And at first it looks like they're just going to walk towards him on the Stegazord, which seems slower and not very efficient. But then Tommy uses his staff to make a tidal wave because he also, much like this weird moth creature, can create natural disasters.
He has natural disaster powers.
So they surf on the Stegosaurus and then they surf him to death.
We ever seen, when he calls the Brachiozord, have we seen this before where the Brachiozord walks out of the ocean?
No, I don't think so.
Like it's the Dragon Zord used to.
It usually comes over like the bridge, right?
Yeah.
And that's it. Yeah. I don't think we've ever seen it come out of the ocean like the Dragon Zord.
It definitely just like comes out of the water and then is on the bridge.
That's wild.
I hope it does something soon.
That would be so neat.
I know I keep ragging on this, but it's like, why is he here? They didn't have him before and the Zord still came out.
We keep ragging on it because it's been 25 episodes now since it debuted, and it does nothing besides be like, hey, I brought your kids. Like, I remembered to bring your toys or whatever. So he's dead, and then we cut back to Gog Island, and Mezogog negs Elsa. He's like, oh, great job f***ing up again, Elsa. And that's it. And then we cut back to
just
cyberspace.
Wanted to be like, what the hell did you do? Where were you today?
Like, yeah, what were you doing while I was doing this?
You don't even come up with the plans anymore. Like, you're totally detached from this. Like, I wanted to overthrow him.
That would be very nice. So we come back to cyberspace for the finals of Detonation Man. And they're like, first up, the champion, Ethan James. And then they say his challenger, Devin Delval?
Devin Duval? Devin Del Devin.
Devin
Banana
Del...
Fana Fo Fevin.
Fifi Fo Mevin?
I don't know.
Devin. I don't want to look at Flubber. I'm going to look up his dumbass last name. I think it was Delval is what I heard. And I don't think that's I don't think that's anything. So I'm just going to check.
Duval, maybe?
Oh, they said Daniels. Nope, that's not. That's a different Devin. Nope, sorry. Sorry.
Wrong Devin.
Wrong
Oops,
Devin.
Wrong Devin.
It turns out that the red beef morpher is Devin Daniels.
Ah. Oh, so if you just search for Power Rangers Devin now, you have to. You have to do some extra legwork.
Yeah. Here's the fun part. I can't search for Devin. Oh, it's Devin with an I? What? That's not correct.
Dino this Devin, Thunder.
It's D-E-V-I-N for this one,
Devin,
not D-E-V-O-N.
Yeah, yes.
Devin
Delval. Delval. But it's like two words. It's like Devin of the Val.
Devin from the Valley, I had to guess. So that's his name. And so then they play the game. And so the way I understand this competition is that everybody plays the same game. And it's a shooty game where you're in like a back alley, but you fight against a computer. It's a single player game and you just play it at the same time as someone else. And by the time you finish the game, you have to have more points like in video games, right? Mm,
sure.
Josh,
yeah.
Can you name a single video game you've played in the last, I will say, 7 years where points was a thing?
Was a thing? If Mario 3D World has points.
But do they matter?
No. Okay. No, it's literally just like, can you score more points this time on the level? And it's like, well, I don't know why I would. I already got everything that's in there.
Yeah, because like in Mario, and like the original Mario, like you got points for getting coins, but they didn't do anything. Your points didn't matter.
Yeah.
Like you just like for getting coins and jumping on people and doing stuff, you got points. But they don't do anything.
Yeah, it's the same in 3D World. You get them for all the same stuff. It just doesn't. Who cares? Like, so no one's comparing high score. I mean, there might be like a weird subculture of Mario fans that compare high scores in Super Mario 3D World, but I've never come across it.
I never want to meet those people, TBQH. But like, what's the last game Bruce played? He still thinks this is how it works.
Donkey Kong.
It's gotta be, right?
Or any Mario game.
Kill screen coming up.
Well, any 2D Mario game.
Maybe Sonic?
Because, like, Mario 64 doesn't have points.
No.
Sonic had points. I don't.
They also don't do anything.
There's such a weird holdover from arcades.
There's not even a leaderboard on video games.
No.
Like unless you're in an arcade playing Burger Time or Tapper, yeah, like, or whatever.
Like 3D World will be like, here's your high score for this level. And I'm like, great. You only tell me the one score and I don't even get to put my initials in. What's the point?
And it doesn't like record it anywhere.
How
so? Like,
how are they going to know that ass got the best score on this level?
They'll never know. Ass, I'm unappreciated ass. In this time.
I am ass.
So Ethan finishes the game. He's like, yeah, I got 22 million and a bunch of other points. And he's like, I win. And Trent's like, well, not yet. Devin's still playing. And
right. It's not a race.
Yeah, it's not speed running, which would make more sense. It's who can beat game fastest. That's a thing I know.
Who can beat game
most.
More.
And then Devin, they have joysticks. Again, so like also, what games had joysticks in
none
2004?
Maybe some weird like PC games, which I guess is what they're playing.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I've never been into the PC scene anyway.
No.
It just seems like an awful waste of money.
Like, was Counter-Strike better with a joystick? Could you even play it without a mouse? Like, I don't know. Anyway, so Devin gets more points and he wins. He's the new winner. And then Ethan's like, why did I lose? How could I have lost? And they're all like, you didn't practice like at all, literally any amount.
And Devin, I guess, has secretly been practicing all afternoon. So
yeah,
he's like really good.
Since yesterday or over lunch, it's hard to tell. No, because Cassidy goes and gets changes the next day for Cassidy. So it's not even a second lunch situation. This episode sucks. Anyway,
right,
speaking
she
of Cassidy,
undoes her hair at some point. So.
Yeah, speaking of Cassidy, Devin's like, yeah, I won. And Cassidy from the bar is like, you ruined my life for a video game.
And he's like, I tried to tell you, as he's signing like a bunch of autographs. Because he won a video game, a local video game tournament.
Like, that only people he already knows saw. And then the last shot is Cassidy, like, squished between 100 people near the bar, just, like, mad, and her hair is frizzy.
Yeah,
and that's the end of the episode.
She's just in a crowd. Oh, no.
So, Josh, I started What's the Best?
Oh, why do you always have to ask me that?
Habit, mostly.
Is the best Tommy's Terminator walk?
I think that's pretty good. I think the best for me is that they didn't morph for the first time until 10 minutes in.
That's pretty good, but then they did make up for it.
But they did do it twice, yeah.
By
yeah.
doing it a second time.
Is it Terminator walk? Did I write down this was... I feel like I wrote down this was cool at some point, but I don't... No, I didn't. Maybe I'm thinking of another episode that I did that recently in. Terminator. I think it's Terminator Walk.
Yeah, I don't have another contender. I don't think anything else was very cool this episode.
Right. Oh, no, you know what? Here's mine. It's the I Am Detonation Man t-shirt.
Yeah, that's not mine. I'm not co-signing that one.
That's mine. That's my best. What's the worst?
Is the worst Cassidy's dependency on Devin in a
unhealthy.
It's very unhealthy. It's not toxic though.
No,
it could if she convinced Devin to not do it, then I guess it would be toxic. But because Devin is just like, hey, look, you're on your own, I'm going.
Yeah, but also like she can't even do her hair without him, it seems
that
like.
Ain't,
and
that ain't right. There's no way that he goes to her house every morning, including not school days,
with a single serving of hair product for her. For
he runs
day.
Up with a comb and mousse, and he's like, "I'm coming, Cassidy. I'm gonna.
I got you." But and then also at the end, when she's like, "You ruined my life for a thing you like." Like what? What is happening? I think it's that. I think
yeah,
it's Cassidy's.
I think it has to be that
weirdly sudden toxic codependency. Who's the MVP?
Is the MVP... from the Power Rangers side, it's Tommy, I think.
I think, yeah.
Because he gets to be the big damn hero and make a tidal wave for the Zord to surf on and, like, ride the wave, bro, and kill the monster.
Shred the gnar. Shred his whole gnar.
On the other hand, I think it is Devin. Because he's the new Detonation Man.
He is Detonation Man, too.
Is Detonation Man the game, or is Detonation the game, and then by being good at it, you are the Detonation Man?
I kind of don't want to be that second one, because it's not super-duper inclusive, but I think it's just Detonation Man is the game.
I think that's right. They never really say.
There's like a banner that says, like, Detonation Man, and I don't know if it's a Detonation Man tournament or like, so I don't know.
I mean, you know, only boys play video games and girls have boys do their hair. That's just the way the world works.
And that's literally the only two ways to be in the world. Yeah. No, that sucks. There was two girls playing Detonation Man.
Yeah, one of them was really good.
She was super into Devin too at the end. When he won, she's like, that's super hot. Like, he played such good Detonation Man. I don't know.
I think I am going to have to. I don't know. I really don't want to give it to Tommy.
I don't want to give it to Tommy either. I think Devin. I think it's Devin. Because he practiced at least for a thing that he wanted to do.
To like get Cassidy to have healthier habits.
Yeah.
And better her life.
Yeah.
Because they're going to probably not go to the same college, so she really needs to get her stuff figured out.
For sure. So now we have to rank the episode. Oh, the real MVP is this Ojin's juice.
Ojin's juice is the best, worst, and MVP of this episode.
And the masks don't lie.
This is my movie list, so I don't think I'm going to rank the episode on this.
Don't put it on that. There are technically about as many episodes, not as many entries, but about as many episodes as you have on your movies list.
I think this is what, episode 29? So that is exactly. That's exactly right.
Dang. All right. So I'm looking, I'm just like the kind of 360 no scoping it. And is it better than Creepy Predatory Protozoa? In A Star Is Torn. Is it better than the Clip Show? Or not the Clip Show, where the Power Rangers watch an episode of Super Sentai?
I think so.
Okay.
I think it is better than that, because at least it's like
the story.
It's them interacting with their community, and then they like do Power Ranger stuff.
Yeah, not just us watching someone else watch TV.
Yeah, it's not just a reaction video. A Star Is Torn. Oh, what happened in that?
Kira got the music manager who is Protozoa, but he was really creepy. And
I think it's better than that, but I don't think it's better than Ocean Alert.
No, I think I had more fun watching Ocean Alert at the very least. I really liked it. Like we were 10 minutes in, and I was like, hey, they haven't morphed yet. That's pretty neat. Maybe they'll just like solve the problem a different way. Then they morphed immediately, and then they kept morphing, and you know the rest of the episode wasn't.
It's weird that the what am I saying? The unmorphed plot is a video game tournament, and then the Power Ranger plot is volcanoes.
Yeah, and the video game's not even about volcanoes.
It's not even about volcanoes. It's about shooting glowing green orbs in an alleyway.
Yeah, it's about shooting Pixel from Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills in an alleyway. I don't know what they're doing with it. Anyway, coming in, number 19, Isn't It Lovely?
I keep thinking about how Nimbar was like, we opened a portal back to your home world, and they just chucked her in the ocean or whatever.
Gordon's just like, it's not even like ceremonial. He's like, he kind of tosses it behind his back like he's throwing out crumpled paper. Like he just finished a snack pack and is throwing it in the trash can.
Oh, guys, I'm so sorry. You cannot buy this show for $7 anymore.
You can find it online. No one's watching. Wild Brain doesn't care about it, I'll tell you that. Else they would respond to my tweets or email. Anyway, Josh, that's it. That's the end of the episode. What's the next? Do you still have it pulled up, or did you close it the second time?
Oh, I probably closed it the second time. We know me here.
Yeah, we've been here for 500 episodes.
No, I did not. I just clicked on Bruce Kalish a second time, I guess. I just really love this guy. Strange Relations is the next one.
Strange Relations?
Strange Relations is episode 30.
Okay.
So, buckle up for that.
So whose relative is coming, do you think?
Somebody's eccentric aunt. I feel like it's Connor. I don't feel like we've had a Connor. Like, the Power Ranger stuff has been very Connor spotlighty, but we haven't had, like, a Connor episode.
Yeah, last episode was kind of Connery.
Oh, I guess with Krista.
Yeah, with Krista. Yeah.
And then this one was Ethan. Maybe Trent can have an episode.
Oh, can Trent's dead parents come back? That would be fun.
That would be strange. Relations.
That would be very strange.
Instead, Elsa and Mezogog are going to kiss, and that's all we're ever going to get for a kiss on Power Rangers.
His mouth is so far out from his nose that it would look like he's trying to eat her head.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll get to see them kiss on Friday. But until then, may the power protect you. I have to blow my nose real quick. Well, I'm going to mute it so you don't make fun of me.
All right. Loser blowing your nose.
I can still hear you.
Yeah, see, I made fun of you anyway.
Dan, next time, I'm just going to blow my nose into the microphone then. How you feel about that?
Do it. You won't.
Bet.
What's the Steiner math on
I'm a genetic freak. I'm going to blow my nose a lot, Josh.